I'm so glad you decided to tune in to this episode of Entertainology. I'm your host, Ava Jordan, and first and foremost, welcome. I'm a teenage singer, songwriter, actress, author, podcaster, and poet. If you like what you hear, you can check me and my social media platforms out at the link in the description. Without further ado, let's get into it. I wanted to devote an episode to this very important topic, the WGA and SAG-AFTRA strike. The Writers Guild Association, henceforth referred to as the WGA, and the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, henceforth SAG-AFTRA, are labor unions representing writers, the WGA, and about 160,000 actors, broadcast journalists, announcers, hosts, stunt performers, and other media professionals, SAG-AFTRA. The 2023 WGA strike is an ongoing labor dispute between the WGA and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, henceforth referred to as AMPTP. I know, a lot of acronyms. It began at just after midnight on May 2nd of 2023. While actors were already joining picket lines in support of the writers, the SAG-AFTRA strike has officially begun as of midnight on July 14th. The last WGA strike lasted from November 2007 to February 2008. So, why strike now? Writers are not being paid enough to survive, let alone for the work they contribute. Additionally, studios and streaming services are refusing to not incorporate AI in place of writers. Essentially, writers want to have their jobs and be compensated for the work they do. While actors had already been joining picket lines for the WGA strike, as previously mentioned, SAG-AFTRA has officially gone on strike as well. Fran Drescher, president of the union and known for her role in The Nanny, among others, has released a statement which is available on many social media and news outlets for further listening and further education. This is the first dual work stoppage since 1960. That is 63 years. JFK was running for president at the time. Just for some perspective. But what are the actors looking for? The actors are looking for increased compensation, especially as more streaming services and studios pivot away from residuals, which are a previously commonly used royalty form. They're also alarmed by the rise of AI, which affects them as well. But what are studios saying about this? In an interview with CNBC, Disney CEO Bob Iger said actors and writers alike were not being, quote, realistic, unquote, in their expectations. Another studio executive, who was not named in the post, told Deadline that, quote, the endgame is to allow things to drag on until union members start losing their apartments and losing their houses, end quote. So where does that leave the consumers, I'm sure many of you are asking. There will be a lot of delays in popular media, current and upcoming. This includes your Stranger Things, Abbott Elementary, all these different popular shows, and shows upcoming. For example, the delays have already halted some of the press on the Barbie movie. Writers aren't rioting, obviously, but what can't the SAG-AFTRA members do? As released in a strike notice to members, all covered services and performing work under the TV theatrical contracts run by AMPTP must be withheld, including, but not limited to, principal on-camera work, which includes acting, singing, dancing, stunts, anything on camera. Principal off-camera work, such as looping, trailer stuff, voice acting, narration, background work, that means extras, all the people you see in the background of movies and TV shows, stand-in work, photo and or body doubles, fittings, wardrobe tests, makeup tests, rehearsals, camera tests, any test prep or any sort of pre-production they do on any show, scanning, interviews and auditions, including via self-tape. No auditions, nada, for AMPTP productions, once again. This includes promotion of or publicity services for work under those contracts, such as tours, personal appearances, interviews, conventions. Comic-Con will be affected by the strike. Festivals, fan expos, panels, premieres and screenings, award shows, press junkets, which are when different magazines and outlets talk to you to promote your show, podcast appearances, social media, studio showcases, and of course, for your consideration events. This has affected movies already, such as the Barbie movie, with press ending slightly prematurely due to the strike. Members are also prohibited from negotiating or entering into or consenting to an agreement for the future or any future contracts as well, or performing on a trailer for a struck production. Additionally, SAG-AFTRA released a notice to non-members saying that any non-member seeking future membership in SAG-AFTRA who performs covered services for a struck company during the strike will not be admitted into membership in SAG-AFTRA. So what can we do? It is so important to educate ourselves and others, for example, by listening to podcasts like this. Showing solidarity also shows that they will not back down. Doing your own research is also very important. And if you can, join picket lines in support. Thank you so much for being here and educating yourself on the strike. Thank you so, so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to tune in and follow Entertainology on Instagram. That's all for today. Ava Jordan, signing off.